suffering from a serious finger. Okay, right. So I immediately take my hatchet. Good. So he has to feed Marshamarche last soldier I'm going to get to, right? Which is right. Why is permission at this point? But my father says yes, take the hatchet, right? So that should be much better.
What about the other three?
Yeah, the other cases also. You say the same thing about Harry Makizo, you know? I don't see why that's necessarily you have to go to that extreme, saying, oh, find somebody else to cut off the finger, you know? Find somebody else to take the blood, find somebody else to do the other things.
Okay.
I'm not very impressed.
So I want to argue, and maybe you guys can find something to y'all. I want to argue that all the Ramon means is that if the Aver is going to be removed anyway, the only question is whether you do it yourself, right, or whether you wait for the other person. Right. All that I'm not saying is if the delay is causing sorrow, but the medical outcome is not going to be any different, then the existence of tsar outweighs the risk of shigigas tenek for the individual, right, for the son. It's that the tsar is not relevant, according to Rama, as the criterion for allowing medical procedure. Okay, right. Read the whole thing.
Oh, this is the Vilna Gaon thing?
Pardon?
The Vilna Gaon? So much now.
No. I
think I may have the Chalak, that's all.
This has a significant impact on the Virgin.
Are you looking for this?
Okay, so it says, Ekotzafim Bavir, Lo Yotzianu Shema Yovel Asaf Kotabura, if any Makiz Dama Rufe, Lo Yakiz Dama Yaviv, Lo Yakhtos Rufer, Apple Kishim Mechabed Rufur. Amed Ramurim, Kishigesha Makar Lasso, Amon Ancient Makar Lasso to whom it's dire. I think that's the straightforward reading of that this is simply a misunderstanding. He's using tsar as the criterion for the operation. It's not. Tsar is just the criterion for overriding the subject. In which case, you know, much of the focus of the argument goes out the window. So I think it matters when it's right. He also quotes lines of Yuri, the Kineshon Afir, the Hain Mistakim, Amistarim, Ose Lechatila, the Amitzvah Olav Lasev. So, does anyone have the full language of Yuri on this one here? We have the Yuri here, right?
Sayal again?
We're in Sayal, are we not? We're in Sayal. Yuri is 108 Alam a bit. You have that? Let's read what the Neri actually says. It's exactly the same thing, right? Modified that nobody there, and as a result of there being nobody there, they are in Sakana or Tsar. Right? But the medical, right? But the judgment of what is or not is entirely dependent on what's their Sakana, what's their Tsar. Right? It's just that, right? If the Togas Yakov's read, I think, in this case, is simply wrong. Yes?
לא הבנתי לגמרי ברמה, בקריאה שאתה אומר שזו קריאה נכונה, האם הוא מתייחס גם לקוץ או רק לחיתוך האיבר? להכל, אז למה ברור לך שקוץ זה דווקא בסכנה?
לא ברור שקוץ זה דווקא בסכנה, זה רק אומר...
אתה אומר שהצער הוא רק במקרה שיש צער בהתעכבות, שאם יבוא עוד מישהו, אבל זה לא מגדיר את הקריטריון המלא של המקרה שזה כן קשור לסכנה. זאת אומרת, שצער זה למה הבן לא יחכה, למה הבן לא יחכה במקרה ש...
במקרה של צער
בסכנה,
אני אומר שיש... דעקי רפואה שמותרים בשביל סכנה, ויש דעקי רפואה שמותרים בשביל צער. מה מותר בשביל סכנה, מה מותר בשביל צער, וזה לא מתייחס לשולחן ערוך רמה כאן. כל ההתייחסות כאן היא, באיזה מקרים מותר לבן לעשות רפואה לאביו. וזה אומר, אם המתנת הבן לאחר, תגרום או סכנה או צער, אז מותר לעשות כל מה שרופא אחר יהיה מותר לעשות. זה נוגע לעניין, אז מה מותר לרופא אחר לעשות?
אבל אם הכנסנו את הקוץ לכאן, אז אנחנו יכולים להוציא מזה מסקנה?
לא יודע, יש דרכי רפואה שמותרים לצער, אבל לא שדרכי רפואה מותרים לצער עולה עד חיתוך עבר. זה עניין אחר לגמרי, אולי אפשר לא אפשר, אבל זה לא מתייחס לרמה, וגם לא מיירי. The whole exception here is just telling you that if the delay, right?
Yeah.
If the delay, right, that's delay cluster. Okay, so having put that qualification into the double separate, go on and see how much we survive.
I have
Raya
on the Miguel's here in Masmacha.
Yeah, Raya, you're just a Masmacha. Go ahead, dude.
So when he's talking about Shoshana, he's talking about Tosemes Yom HaKippurim. He says, Tosemes Yirash Eino Elam Yidivre Sofrim, Bekras Machta Bahama. Uklar Matsina Baharbe Mekamot Betalmud Shekare Yidivre Sofrim Dio Raisa, Kishihu Dabar Sheyesh Ikar Shelo Srach Min HaTorah.
Mi Omer Etze?
The Yiri Omer.
I'm sure Pastiga.
Yeah, so which way does that solve your problem? What does that mean?
That asmachta is not just the, you know, an arbitrary mnemonic.
That's true. Well, actually, what is he telling us? Like, very careful. It says that this is divrei sofrim, and the pasuk is just an asmachta d'alma, and we have found many places where things are divrei sofrim are called d'oraisa, as long as they have a srach min haTorah. So this is a srach min haTorah is a parallel to asmachta, and we still call it d'oraisa.
Yeah, he's explaining why. Well, because the Rishonim have to say, even though the Gemara says this is D'oraisa, it's just Masmachta.
Mm-hmm.
So what is so he's saying that the Gemara calls it D'oraisa because the Asmachta is a Srach Leikar Shalom in HaTorah.
Okay, we're talking about which way the whether he's trying to de-dog the term D'oraisa or up to the term Masmachta.
I think they're inseparable.
I'm not so sure. Okay, but Ryan's on the table.
So that it
okay. So the Kohen Gadol happily concludes. He calls him a related to Mutter the Gam Mitzvah. Not felt ever. Af police akana rachim mitzayim. So I'm arguing that he calls him before not in the slightest. The Gam Mitzvah not felt ever. Af police akana rachim mitzayim. Also will be a shachar in the shingat chayin. Gadol after after no kishein after. Mutter left of every bnei tzar. Okay. Then he quotes us in Shabbos who says, "Emel tzar after elish mitzvayish ledos bnei adam shari." If the tzar gadol is that, okay. Now you can actually chop off someone's nose to avoid the pain. Okay. Now we get to the question. The tshuva is built on, and I'd rather not get into a silly discussion on the presumption that books are more important to women than men. Right. We're going to leave that. We're going to leave that aside for the time being. I don't think it necessarily was actually the core of the argument. Now he gets his argument. Okay, video these down these parties. The Mistama he both showing post-molit ben Kavirta Meshi. Okay, fine. More assertions of him in the Not no gay at our issue. In Kain Arilan Allah Hapsuka, the name Tsar Mutra Lakto Haf Eber Ola Hakizdam, the name is Emishim Mosa Kavara, Kavura, fine. The street in Lokale, in Hamuvan Shal Tsar, the Shari Lasos Kavura,
Okay,
זה הדין דמות של לפתות עברו על הגזם מפני הצער. So there are two components of his argument. One component is the claim that since we know that there is a tzar which is not in Rabbanon, therefore Tosef, when he says Latzorah, can't mean all tzarahs. And the second claim is that, right, is that once we allow a tzar to put, right, to push things aside, that tzar has, right, that has to allow you to push aside even Pichot Kever. Now, we might argue, right, for him and against what I said earlier, that halakhically, why on earth should there be a difference between Akhazos Dam and Pito Paper? After all, with the Bias are the exact same thing. And that's a real argument that has to be addressed.
Can you question suffix Sakana?
So we could talk about suffix Sakana, that every time, right, every Pito Paper is suffix Sakana, and that might be a good way of resolving it, and it might be that he would just tell you himself that Pito Paper, Misham, right, Yishum Tsar is only mutter if you can find a way, right, to get back to Mishpat Shailam. Right, you know, it's mutter, but only so long as you don't throw any other.
If we're going to paskin, right, if we're going to paskin every Aver or something, some kind of lakula, not the Shabbos, then we need to paskin, and we're willing to paskin before we're here also.
Yeah, so it may be that in fact his argument, even though I think I'm correct linguistically that he has no such proof from the sources, that it simply follows halakhically, there's no basis for distinguishing. Other than putting in a new factor in the case of the Sakana, so if you can find a case of Pito Paver that isn't Sakana, right, then that's right, and plastic surgery falls nicely in the middle. Right, because it's not just drawing blood, right, it's rearranging cartilage, I believe. But on the other hand, it's not removal of the limb, so it's not, most people don't think that nose jobs are Sakana to blood.
That's a big point of,
right?
That's something we're going to go back to uses too.
Yeah, right. So I agree that that's a valid point to make.
Well, you cited someone who thought that it was a suffix.
Well, so that again, all the debate about whether general anesthesia is always suffix sakana. Right? The physician, right, I thought we'd have to deal with that in the second part of the show. He needs this for his argument because he's going to assume that general anesthesia in fact is suffix sakana. So if he wants to be Madrid Otra, he has to say that. But if you were to construct a case like that now, you might not need to go to the extreme that you would make, right? He's going to need to claim that Pito Paver is more than Tsar. And truthfully, even though we can make fun of the case of the extreme case like this, but there's a much more immediate case which matters to us nowadays, which is whether you can take morphine for pain. And under certain circumstances, rather often, right, there are cases where morphine is a kind of pleasure, but you say the pain is unbearable. And this relates to the whole question of how you define, there are often abstractions that in real practice, the only way to write that you have sliding scales, but sliding scales can't be defined in advance. They're intuitive things, and whether, at what point the halakhist has to explicitly articulate the sliding scale, and then set points, so this is the kind of pain for A, this is the kind of point for B. In hospital, we have to do that, right? If the person expresses this kind of pain, you can give this amount. If the person says this kind of pain, you can resort to a higher, right, to a higher painkiller. It's not clear that halakha had the resources to try and articulate things quite that precisely. Okay. So but then we get to the different time here, the person whose beard goes, his beard and eyebrows go half white, Yosef and Tosfos, they say that Lusha is greater than Tsar. And again, you write, she quotes the line, Kain Devada, Im Kachlun, Im Tuna, Neged Hashem, right, referencing the Shabbos Sugya. Okay, so the answer, right, the Sholomation says it's Mutter, right, so the point of that section to him is that he has a Shalom Eshev who says that if it were Drabbanon, it would be Mutter. So we see again, right? So we see again, we have a position explicitly that Tsar is Mat, right? The Tsar is Matir, Isurim Drabbanon, even Isurim Drabbanon that bear close analogies to other Isurim Drabbanon. And that's the whole point of that section. It's just to, right? It's really just to get that Shalom Eshev in. So it's back to, right, whether it's a Dereis or Dereis. We end up saying, Tavda, but I don't know why the typo happened. Laftok, Averly, Zabim, Mitzaro, Yesar, Lachab, Sukkot. So we're back to that. Dumbo was seen as, and right, then he comes up with a wild argument, absolute wild argument,
different. The Emmet, yes, can השואל ומשיב אומר יכול לסמוך מי שרוצה על רוב הפוסקים שאמרו בדמינה הקרב, זאת אומרת זה תלוי במוטיבציה של הפוסק, אז יש כאן איזו טיפה, יש לי מוטיבציה שהיא לא כתובה כאן להקליט.
So the correlation says that, but you can't draw the analogy.
אני אומר שממה שכתוב בפסקה ג' אפשר לראות שיש איזו מוטיבציה מעבר לפסק עצמו דווקא כן להתיר, כי יכול לסמוך מי שרוצה על רוב הפוסקים אם יש לו מוטיבציה ש... מי שרוצה יכול לסמוך על מי אתה פסקים, ומי שרוצה,
כן,
ומי שרוצה,
אוקיי.
You can choose the pasuk you want according to your motivation.
The Shulchan Aruch says yes, that you have the right. So you can, but I think he's saying as a pasuk, so I can tell you that you can become an individual.
כן, כפוסק, ומה המוטיבציה של הפוסק במקרה הזה? מוטיבציה שהיא לא קשורה לתהליכי רוב ומיעוט, אלא נגיד, אני רוצה אולי להתיר לבחורה, היא לעשות את הניתוח, אולי בגלל סיבות של הניתוח.
אוקיי, or it might be that the motivation is autonomy, right? That's true. That the Shulchan Aruch assumes that there is some kind of reason to wish to allow the person to be autonomy. So he comes at this conclusion is that right, basically based on Shulchan Aruch that that it should be mutter, and the Rama says the kind of same as mutter is shamsara. He comes with an analogy, but a basic test is material manas libnos to mutter, and there's a Shabbos, right? Material manas libnos is not the kalgil, and a person's body is also called a being. No one said taking medicine on Shabbos is Aser B'Shem Tonen. Right? So the claim that a person is a minion, right? And then the claim that because a person is a minion, that this is analogous to Soser Elmanos Libnos. Right? That's a lot. Right? That's a lot. It would be much more reasonable to Aser on the grounds that you're the justice system.
I don't think it needs it. Maybe Gudaros are even the Karka?
But the whole issue about the talking about the Hamas, right? Can you figure out
a little
bit? Okay, Gudulay versus, right? Okay, and yes to this.
But forgetting that this is a technical halakhic argument, I think that he's making a very good point with his bone analogy.
Yeah.
In other words, the whole problem with, that we're dealing with, is we're either dealing with Baal Tashbis or the Rabbi Elazar HaKafar's Tsar thing. So both of them are because we're worried about a person doing something destructive to his body, something negative and something painful. And we see in other situations, specifically Hilchos Shabbos, that doing something which might temporarily be bad but for a positive benefit is not considered doing something negative. In terms of Baal Tashbis, it's not Derech Hashpasa. So that's the terminology that's used in Baal Tashbis. And in terms of being Mitzari yourself, so an argument could be made that Rabbi Elazar HaKafar is talking about when you're being mitzari yourself, just being mitzari yourself. He's not dealing with a situation where, yes, it's a temporary tzar, but it's for a greater benefit. And I think that the analogy is a good one, and I think that the idea is an important one. You know, other besides for all the technical halakhic arguments, just this is a constructive thing, not a destructive thing.
Okay, I will agree that that if you remove his argument, move his argument over and say, he's not trying to make a logic argument, he's just trying to say, I don't understand why this should be answered. Then if we just take it as a fancy way of saying that, sure. And that's interesting that that's a presumption. the idea that it can take its perspective is just the essence of it. That's interesting. Okay. I don't see that he ever addresses the question of, I don't think he finds a way out of the realm of it. I think he doesn't try the Derech HaSayin approach. If he's making that argument, why doesn't he try the Derech HaSayin approach? I don't know why he doesn't. Maybe he really just wants to be someone from the Shul Mishra. Okay, hey, she is a good day. He started this called Sarvish Vosavik, the Kachach of Havero. He thinks again that the Shulmarat Ramam says Mutter over and over again. The Alpha Pishon and Gur the Ramam were back to the director of Zevit. Menashe Shaladam, Ein Kinyan Goladam, built the central election, which Ein Nashe Shaladam, Kinyan Rakhin and Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Kain Lepora and Kilik Vain, Sevik Sakhani Zayda Smo, or Sevik Sakhani Zakarin. The Nefesh Shalshmein, Kinyan Zakarin. You shouldn't be able to put yourself in sakana for yourself either. This is on the second axis, right? In which he really goes that far. He really says that anything which counts as refua is mutter, period. Any amount, right? Even for sabek sakana, and that's why, because he thinks it's really clear that you can cut up a limb to avoid tzar. Right? Again, that may be true, but I don't think he's proven that at all. Okay, so much for the book of Jacob. That rhetoric, of course, is going to come up on the presumption that Tosfos agrees that this is Rabbanan. Right, Rav Moshe doesn't make the starting presumption that it's talking about Rabbanan, right? He assumes that Tosfos is talking about Deoraisa. Assuming Tosfos is talking about Deoraisa, there's no basis for it. Right, so it may be fair to set up the difference between Rav Moshe and Chalkut Yaakov on that axis. Right, so this is, the distinction is found that there is if it's Rabbanan and utterly unknown if it's Deoraisa. Okay.
Not there.
And what is Mistaber? making a distinction that is not there. And he doesn't two lines after each other, right? The thing was telling his friend has the right to help. Ask me something.
Yeah, I thought he was saying that it's dohawk to make a distinction that it's not there, that isn't an intuitively obvious.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Okay, right. So that's a very important thing about Ravosha, right? That there are there are distinctions that are not there, but everything reasonable is there. Right? That's what he's telling you, right? That this distinction is reasonable. So it does, right? So it really is there, because how could Joseph possibly have meant anything, right? Have meant anything else? The other distinction, right, which we have no bias one way or the other, that's not good. Right? It's okay to make distinctions that don't seem intuitively obvious if they're not there. I mean, that's exactly right. But Ravosha says that it is obvious to him, right, that we're not going to ban people from drinking wine even if they make money by not drinking wine. Okay. Now that, I don't know. I mean, he's not saying that. I don't think he's going so far as to claim that the other position would hold, that I have to go buy the best wine in the market because I would like it. I could spend all my money on physical pleasure, otherwise. But I don't think he's making the argument that broadly. He's making the claim that. Let's suppose somebody bets me, right? I bet you can't drink. Right? I bet you can't go the next hour without drinking wine, and I'll give you $100. Right? So I think it makes sense that I should be allowed to not drink the wine and get $100.
Right? Yes. You're right. So we have to have wine during cheer.
My first speech in high school always is that I possibly need one. You need to drink one more drop than you did during the year, and that means that you need to get wearing drunk. We need to have another conversation. Here too. Right?
There was a guy in Yeshiva who said that Satya Karmi Limudot was the biggest possible shear for him.
Yeah, that's not so good. Okay. So we are compelled to say, the Biyayin, Amunayel Shos, the Shulayin, the Harbato, Unesh, the Kbal, Mitzar, Mitzar, Kavan, Hana, Asso, Meharela, the Dola, Mitzarla.
Relation to something else. It's not tsar in and of itself. That is to say, I guess, you know, I'd rather, you know, I like to drink wine, but I'd rather have money than drink wine. I like having the wine, but I'd rather have money than drink wine. If given those two options, I'd pick, you know, the money. But chavala is like this, you know, destruction of something. It's a destructive thing. It's objective tsar.
I'd like to have a finger.
Yeah, but I prefer to have $1 million, and if you'll do it, I'll take. That's a trade.
I'm not sure we got a distinction yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe
no.
It's his own thing. There's tsar that comes from desires, and there's just tsar. Right? It's like, this is something yummy in my tummy, but like, you can't.